So on page, what would be page 65, right in the midst of Perikov Vav. So the Altani taught us last week about the importance of the Midah of Simcha, and that you can't battle evil if one is not suffused with joy, because that will lead to a weakening, and a weak warrior is a loser. You could be a great warrior, but if you're not working with zrizus and excitement and passion, we're going to lose. So we're on Dav Lamed Gimel. No, in Tanya first. We're going to first do a section here of the Tanya. There you got plenty of Tanyas. So on Dav Lamed Gimel, grab one right there. It's laying on the top. Behine, Eitza Hayu'utza, the best piece of advice. Letar Libe Mikol Eitza V'nidnu Daiga, to cleanse one's heart from any form of depression or even the smallest semblance of worry, mimila de alma, when we're dealing with physical things, we're first in the Tanya now. Even if we are dealing with issues relating to our children, our health, or our parnosa, mudazois the koil. Everybody knows this. By Mechazal, the Mishnah in Brachas that says Kishem Shemavaruch Alatoyva, just like a person blesses Hashem for the good things that happen, says the Mishnah, so too must we bless Hashem for the bad things that happen. Upir should be Gemara. So the Gemara comes and says, what does it mean? Just as? What does it mean when it says just like? We're obligated to thank for the good, we're obligated to thank for the bad. What does it mean, just like? Says the Gemara, the kibule besimcha. It means to receive what's going on with joy. Kemari simcha satoiva haniglis viniris. That is to say, just like we would rejoice for something good that happens, which is revealed and open, and everybody sees, you know, you win the lottery, right? Here too, kigam zu l'toiva, he's borrowing the language of the Gemara, where the Gemara tells about nochum yishgamzu, who used to say, this too is for the good. Rak she'ena niglis v'niris le'ene basa. The only distinction here is that it's not open and revealed to us. We don't see the goodness. We're not privileged to see what's going on. Comes the Baltani and says, but that's really not the correct approach. Meaning, it's not that we should say, this too is for the good, meaning it's really something terrible that's going on. Rather, as follows. Why can't we see, why can't we openly, explicitly appreciate the goodness that's going on? Because, kihime alma diskasya, because what we're experiencing is coming from the world which is concealed. Shalamayla ma'alma disgalya, which is higher and deeper than the world which is revealed. Shehu vavhei m'shem havaya. This is the letters vavhei of Hashem's name. V'alma diskasya, our revealed world, are the final two letters. That's the vavhei. But the world which is concealed, that is the world of yudhei. That's the meaning of Ashrei Hagever Asher Tiyasrenu Ka. Fortunate is the person who is afflicted by Hashem. Ulechein Amar Chazal Ki Asmechem BiYisurim Aleim Akosav Oimer VeHaviv Kitzeis Hashem. And he goes here now into the value of Yisurim, of rejoicing with pain. And he continues to talk about the fact that in the time to come, the world will be revealed from its state of concealment, and it'll be like the sun being taken out of its sheath. And then we will, even this world of concealment will be revealed. Okay? I saw a phenomenal, practical way to sink our teeth into it from one of the chassidim, an elderly chassid. They have several svarim put out by chassidim who wrote a pirush on Tanya. So he says, how can we get into this? Alma diskasya, alma diskalya, this revealed world, the concealed world. What does that mean? It sounds hocus pocus, spooky stuff, right? So he says that one of the ways for us to develop an appreciation for this is as follows. What takes more love? to give your kid a lollipop, which is alma disgalia. Everybody can see that that's, you're treating your kid nicely, you're doing your kid a favor. Or to take your kid in and give him a shot. Right, the kid's got to get some kind of, got to have a tetanus shot. And the mother's got to take the kid and hold him down and allow the doctor to give him the shot. What takes more love? No, it's alma disgracia. Nobody, in an outward way, there's no love going on here. This is all pain. And nonetheless, everybody will acknowledge that it takes a much deeper, greater love. And in fact, that's why I always send my wife to do it. Because it takes a much deeper love than that which is superficial. Superficial love is you give the kid a toy, you give the kid a present, take the kid on a trip. Yeah. A deeper love is how much you love your kid. Can you do something which will even cause them pain out of your love? That's alma disgracia. Now, so I want to share with you here what the Chuas Chain says about this topic. And we have to put together a few different pieces of the Chuas Chain. The Chuas Chain was authored by Reb Gedalia of the city of Linitz. He's an ancestor of ours. He was zoich yet to learn from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, but most of his limud was from the Mechiach and from the Magid, from the great Magid. So we'll start with the later piece, and then we'll go back to the earlier piece. Again, just, it is...
Is there a handout?
There are several. If some of you can share, then we can... You know what? Right there. Take the Chuas Chain right there, right there. You got it. He's got a Chuas Chain right there. Parshas Vayechi. So the first piece we're going to do is in Parshas Vayechi. Not the one in Toldos, the one in Vayechi. And we'll start by where that thing is. Where is it? Give me that a second. Well, Pisa. Merkaz Hanizka, right?
Yep.
Based upon this concept, it's in this week's parsha, which makes it even. It just that happened last week, also.
Right.
All, of course, coincidentally, Chas v'Shalom. Ubehektim Merkaz Hanizka, based upon this fundamental thought. Parsha Zvayichi, the paragraph starts. The shtickle, it's the first piece. In Vayechi, it's fine. Ubehektim ha'idiz bar posik ha'malach ha'goyel oisimi kol ra. Right? The famous words Yankov Avinu says, the angel that has redeemed me from all evil. Tehine Isa. It's brought, she'ashem she'bora bo ha'kadosh baruch hu shamayim va'aretz, the name that the Almighty used to create heaven and earth, Aleph he'vav he. One of Hashem's names is Aleph, and then a Hey, and a Vav, and a Hey. Rosh HaTevis, Es HaShemayim, Es HaOretz. Coincidentally, would be found right there in that pasuk, the heaven and the earth. Vinikra, and that name is called Gushpanka de Malka. It's called the seal of the king. Dechasim beShemayim, the arrow with which he sealed heaven and earth. Now, Vigematria Shaloi Toiv, the gematria of this name, of Aleph, and then Hey and Vav and Hey, if you add up the letters, the gematria is 17, which is Tov, which means good, right? Pirish. Ki bechal dava hanimtza ba'olam, everything found in the entire world. Okay, as a Shemayim Vesaret, it means anything that's found in this world, we must know, Toiv Ganuz Bigava, goodness is concealed in it. For this reason, the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create everything in the world is Toiv. Has to be good. There's nothing bad. Vizeo, that's the meaning of the pasuk, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. Hashem is good to all. Sha'atoiv ha'mushba mi'ita yizbarach nimtze b'chol davar ha'iva ba'ilam, that the goodness that comes from Hashem is found in everything that exists in the world. Now he shares the same concept that obviously this is one of the teachings of the Maggid. Rak shatoivahi gonus bigavo b'soidakadnus. But we must realize that the goodness that's there, oftentimes, is concealed in katnus. It's concealed in a way that we can't access it, in a narrowness, in a constriction. Why is he using that term katnus? So he explains, ki misper katn shel shem havaya oilu yudzayin kiminyan toiv. Every gematria also has a misper katn. You take out the tens. Okay? So the shem of havaya comes out to be 17. So the misper katn, the regular name of havaya is open chesed, open explicit kindness. B'misper katn, it's also toiv. Even when it comes and it's constricted and it's narrow, we can't see openly and explicitly what the goodness is, there too, it's toiv.
Wait a sec. The shame of Ayah is 26 now.
In its open form.
Yeah.
B'misper katn.
If you take 10 away, you get
16. No, you have to add it up differently. I'm not sure how it's added up. How does it come out to be misper katn toiv? Because Yud is 1,
right.
And...
you do it that way.
That's the way you do it. Yud is 1. And then you have the Vav is 6, is 7. Right, and then the rest of them are all single digits. It's 17. He says it mamish the same you say the Baal Tanya teaches. When something happens to somebody, that to the physical eyes it looks like it's not a good thing. Yet, but he believes with complete and wholesome faith and conviction. That everything comes forth from Hashem. It came from Hashem's divine providence. Is kolz and nimtza mukhrichlius toiv canal. If it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be good. Because the pasuk says, me'ita le'seitzei arois. Bad doesn't come forth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it's coming from God, and it has to be coming from God, therefore it must be good. Rak, only, should be say the katnus. It is concealed. It's not open, it's not explicitly good. Sha'toiv ganus bigavo. The goodness is concealed in it. But when a person makes that statement of faith, Oz nimtak hadin sheboi l'rachamim. This is the concept that you see in the Toldos and in Marnayim and in all the Sefer Kodesh, that when a person makes the statement of faith, saying, I know and I believe and I trust, that what's going on here is for the good, and goodness is concealed, then the harshness of it is tempered, L'rachamim gemurim, ubo Hashem l'milu yudin ha'oy l'kimin in chesed. And then the name is filled out with yuds. There's different ways of filling in the oisias. This how you can be filled in with hays, they can be filled in with olives, they can be filled in with yuds. And then it comes out to be the gematria of chesed, which is 68, 72, which would shem ayin beis. Now look what he does. Says the Chuvas Chaim, v'zeh pirush ha-posuk. And it's just a great thing to have when you say, we say this posuk so many times. Haydu l'Hashem ki toiv, ki li'olam chasdei. Praise to Hashem, for it is good, for forever is His kindness. Says the Chuvas Chaim, pirush, that is to say, k'shenoysin haydu l'mokin baruch hu, when a person acknowledges and thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha-davar ha-me'ur eloi, when something happens to us, shu'adai b'b'chinis toiv, shi'ha katnus. That means it's on the level of toiv. Toiv being 17, meaning it hasn't come out into full-blown goodness. It's still it's still in its stage of being confined. Is nimshach mizeh, sheba Hashem havayah l'mili yudin. What the person does, when he's haydu l'Hashem, when a person is able to acquiesce, to acknowledge to Hashem, ki toiv, that what's going on, even though it looks like it's terrible, but I'm acknowledging that it is toiv. Toiv being the havayah b'mispakotin. The goodness right now is very constricted. It's condensed. I don't see it. What's going to happen is mizabah ki li'olam chazda, it's going to turn into the midav chesed shenim tekad din me'elav. Now it's going to turn into openly explicit outward midas chesed. Look what he does with the next pasuk. V'zepirish. V'zepirish. Oidcha ki ani sani. Vatihili lishua. Oidcha ki ani sani. I thank you, Hashem. Ani sani has two translations. Either it means that you answered me, or it means that you afflicted me. Vatihili lishua. Pirish says this the Chuvaschein. Kishaidcha beishani sani. If I'm able to thank you, even during times when I'm being afflicted, shelamar ayin nidma shuhu le'inui loy, that it appears to the person that he's going through a time of affliction, and nonetheless the person is able to be oidcha, he's able to thank, he's able to acknowledge that Hashem is good and that Hashem is doing good with him. From the thanks itself, he ends up being responsible for revealing his haidah, his acknowledgement, his thanks becomes the source for the revelation of the goodness.
This was the whole work of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu, you have the famous story where the community sent him to the king, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara sent him to the king. The community sent him to the king with a gift. A box full of jewels and gold. And he goes and stays at a place, and the person steals the gold and puts in earth. And he comes to the king, and the king says, "You're mocking me." So he says, No, that's the earth of Avram Avinu. That's what he used to throw at his enemies. Right? And it turns into, he says, Gamzu the type, this too is for the good. And it turns into arrows and missiles and all kinds of stuff, right? So he says that what he found, Shezacha Liris Be'enav, he ended up in each instance actually seeing with his own physical eyes, Hatoyev Agonis B'chaldover, he ended up seeing the goodness that actually came out of it. Because that was his whole world view. Was Haidul Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Liyadam Chazdei, Gamzu L'Toiv, in here is the goodness. V'shamati Me'Rav HaMechiach Zal, says the Chuvas Chaim, I heard from the Mechiach, Sh'ama B'Shem HaBal Shem Tov Zechor Nitzadei V'Kodesh L'Vroch, who said in the name of the Baal Shem, Shezu Inyan HaToichecha, this is the curse. The Baal Shem HaKodesh said, this is the curse of the Toichecha, of the rebuke. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, V'anoichi hastir astir, and I am going to conceal myself. Says the Baal Shem HaKodesh, Shehastara gufa etzlei behester. The curse is when the concealment is concealed. Meaning, V'enem mamin al kaponim be'amun shavad etoiv gonizba. If a person experiences, goes through a horrible situation, and is able to say, Hashem's hiding in this, so the curse is lifted. But when the concealment is concealed, when the person can't see that the Rebbeinu Shlom is hiding in the pain, when the concealment itself is concealed, that's the ultimate curse. That's all the Baal Shem HaKadosh said. What's the ultimate curse? V'anoichi hastir astir. I'm going to conceal my concealment. You're not going to recognize that within the experience is the good. Kikisha al kalponim, last line of the paragraph, Kikisha al kalponim mamin b'muna shevade toiv gonis bagava. Because at least if a person believes and sees that even though experientially it's horrible, but I know that the goodness is concealed in this. Hagam she'enu mevin ha'toiv, even though we can't figure out for the life of us what the good could possibly be, but the person makes a statement of conviction I know this is good because the Rebbeinu Shalom only does good. So mikol makom nimtak hadin mimenu. The ultimate will be due to the statement of faith that the harshness will be tempered because of my statement of faith. V'husoid dina kasha v'dina rafya. This is the secret of the harsh judgment, which is judgment where you can't even accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed there. V'dina rafya is where a person is able to acknowledge that. U'miragla hoya bipume. He adds unbelievable words that the Baal Shem HaKadosh used to say often, Shema'idani nifchad v'nirsas. I tremble in fear. Mizeh ha-hastara. Hanikras hester astir me'astara gufay. I am far more fearful of the concealment of the concealment than I am of the concealment itself. I tremble that I won't be able to remember the concealment. That's the ultimate curse. Now go back to the earlier page in Parshas Toldos. Oh, Yomer. Eile told the Shemayim Va'aretz Bi'Barom. So the Pasuk says, these are the Toldos of Shemayim Va'aretz Bi'Barom. Pima Mechazal, Chazal tell us, Al Tikr Bi'Barom Ela Ba'Avraham. Don't read it Bi'Barom, rather read the words, right? You transmogrify the letters, the same letters spell Bihi Be'Avraham. V'ininu. Liyoski chafetz chesedu. The Rebbeinu Shalom desires chesed. Ubritzoyne lahetiv, and he desires to do only good. Ulikach bara oylam b'chtei lahetiv l'nivrov. And for this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to do goodness and kindness to his creations. Ach. However, mitzad she'enon yuchel l'kabel roiv toiva, because we don't have the capacity to be able to receive the goodness in its open, most explicit way, because it would completely and totally destroy us. So therefore, hochrechu ha'gvuras lias, the Rebbeinu Shalom had to create and temper it with gvura. What daf do you have that on there? In your daf? 24. Here. David.
Oh, wow.
So, the mitzad, so therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom had to make tzimtzum by the b'chdei shenuchel lekabel achsadim, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to receive the kindnesses, because the kindness itself would be so overbearing, so brilliant, so bright, that it would destroy us. V'agvuris hem tachlis achsadim. So as a result of this, the truth of the matter is, he's saying, is that gvura itself, even though experientially it seems very harsh, it is ultimately the goal of chesed. He says, if you want, look at any vessel, any receptacle. So a person could look at this and say, it's so limiting. You can only fit in 6 ounces, 7 ounces. That's terrible. Why are you creating such limitations? But ultimately, without it, you can't receive anything. So the Rebbeinu Shalom always has to create a kli kibble, a receptacle, in order that we can put the chesed into it. So every form of harshness, of tzimtzum that we experience is for the purpose of the chesed that will flow. V'agvurais em tachlis achsadim em p'chines ha'kelim sheyesh b'em. Okay. U'biyoiz davah ha'mu'ur al'adim chas v'shalom. So now, when heaven forbid something happens to a person, the person sees it and says, oh, this is horrible. I'm going through a horrible period. This is a terrible thing that I'm going through. Says the Truas Chayin, and the identical piece is in Maranayim, in the same Parsha. Parsha's told us, be prepared. a person goes through a horrible, difficult time, know for certain that what will follow is going to be a tremendous chesed. Meaning, the reason a person experiences the harshness is to create the kli to receive the bounty that will follow. What he's going through is the vessel to receive the chesed that follows. Even if sometimes we don't get to see with our own eyes the goodness, the person must believe and trust that that is the case. That itself, the statement of conviction, creates hamtokas adin, creates the tempering of the harshness.
I've been seeing that statement. I keep thinking, does this require a statement? But he didn't say that here.
No, he didn't say
it.
Right.
It doesn't require an actual...
Right, a verbal... Tobo. Right. So look what he does with it now, and he gives us another muscle to sink our teeth into, similar to the one that we talked about before with the shot. Zeh pirush ha-pasuk. With this, we understand the pasuk. Oidcho ki ani sani. I thank you, Hashem, for afflicting me. Atihili lishu. Pirish. That is to say, kisha oidcho be'es ha'inui. When I'm able to thank you, Hashem, during the affliction, al derech mamar mzal, along the path that Chazal say, chayv adam levarach ala ra, kishem shemavarach ala toiva, that a person is obligated to bless for bad things that happen, just like he blesses for the good things, and the Chuas Chayin stresses, kishem daika, just like, meaning, the person must believe shehi mamish hatoiva, that what I'm experiencing is goodness. Us then vatihili lishua shetizgashinizgala chesed shabatechakli. At that time, then the kindness will be revealed. Oidcha, if I can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ani sani, when he is afflicting me, then vatihili lishua, then it will, I will see the Yeshua. Like the Baal Shem Tov taught, Al Pasuk Hu Yenagenu Olamos, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Misnag Imani, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with us, Dugmas Ha'av Im Binoy HaKotein, similar to a parent with his young child, Be'esha Malam De Leleches, when the father is trying to teach the kid how to walk. Every time the child learns a little bit more how to walk, the father distances himself from the child. Imagine you're in the mind of the kid. Why in the world are you moving away from me? You're so proud of me that I'm taking these steps. Why are you moving away? Why don't you come and grab me and embrace me? And the reason we do it is because it's for the betterment of the child, in order that the child learn how to walk more and more. So too must we understand that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at times with us in the form of concealment, Hu HaToiva HaGedoyla, it is the ultimate kindness. In order through this to come to a higher level, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kan, b'divrei picha chamche.
Why does it use Chas V'Shalom there when it says that?
About the person going through harshness?
Yeah, if it ultimately
is
really good.
Because ultimately, your person's not, a person is supposed to pray that he not have Yisurim. Even though we believe when it happens that it's for the good, but a person is supposed to pray for open, explicit kindness, not for harshness and Yisurim.
Okay.
I'm assuming that this only works when you do it for yourself, right? You don't do this for other people. For other people, you serve.
Right. We're not. You're not supposed to be faithful for other people. For other people, you're supposed to daven. Anyway, he goes through it. From there, he goes on to the piece. Avram Hilodis Yitzchak to the virtually identical to the Maranayim on this. That it's the Chesed itself that gives birth, that gives cause, that results in the Yitzchak, which is the outward Gevura. Going back to the Sefer Tanya, so we now see we have a small glimpse into this concept of Alma Disgalia and Alma Disgasi. You have a revealed world, a world where there's open chesed. In the world of open chesed, the parent carries the child around. Right? There it's open. Anybody who wants to have a picture in their mind of the ultimate kindness has a picture of a mother holding a baby, right? That's the ultimate chesed. But if there'd be a picture of a mother holding a 12-year-old, Rachman al-Itzlan, people would say it's a tragedy. And during those times when the child needed to get into the practice, getting into the ability to walk, there are times of difficulty, and the child stumbles and falls and hurts themselves. And nonetheless, we all understand that is me'alma diskasya. It is on the concealed level. Ultimately, it is chesed. It's a kindness. It's a kindness that the child goes through this process of maturation in order to be able to walk. And we also have the understanding of, again, if a foreigner would come in and try teaching the child how to walk, so we'd say to them, that's not your job. It's a parent's job. It's got to be done with love. It has to be done dafka from somebody who loves them. Somebody else isn't going to have the same level of patience. So even in the act, similar outward act of brutality, that's a greater display of love. Now the foreigner isn't going to take the kid to get the shot. It's got to be the father, the mother's got to take the kid in. That's where true love is displayed. So that's the step number one in getting rid of Eitzev and Nidnu Daiga, and getting rid of sadness and worry, is the recognition that ultimately we are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that which is best for us. And if we can't experience it in open, explicit goodness, then we experience it in the concealment, in the form that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do, which is to give us chesed in the form of Gevura, creating the kli for us so that we can experience the goodness, hopefully in an open, explicit way.